Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media.
CBS News Brief. The White House says it'll appeal after a federal trade court ruled President Trump didn't have the authority to impose new federal global tariffs. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
They could go to Congress and ask for these tariffs to be approved. So it doesn't signal the end of the tariff regime that the Trump administration has put in place. But it is a major stumbling block.
At Harvard, many foreign students nervous as commencement ceremonies begin. The morning after, Secretary of State Rubio vowed the U.S. will aggressively revoke visas for Chinese students with ties to the Communist Party or in critical fields of study. In Washington, a reopening ceremony is just getting underway at the Capitol Jewish Museum a week after two young Israeli embassy staffers were killed as they left the institution. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News Brief.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
4WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Road construction will start as soon as June 2nd on another section of Wisconsin Highway 29 in Marathon County. Governor Evers signed a $10.1 million contract to improve the deteriorating road. The work has been progressing in recent seasons, with sections being worked on at intervals. This year, American Asphalt of Wisconsin crews will be working between Purple Martin Lane and Little Rib River. The 12-mile section begins before Marathon City and extends into Wausau. During construction, Highway 29 will be open to one lane of traffic in each direction at all times. The project is scheduled to be completed by the fall of this year. Home sales in Wisconsin are down again. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its April report revealing home sales experienced a significant downturn for the second consecutive month, falling 10.4% compared to April 2024, even as the median price climbed during the same period. Despite this monthly decline, year-to-date sales were down by a more moderate 3.5% compared to the first 4 months of 2024, buoyed by strong sales in January and February. Statewide, housing inventory saw a slight improvement, increasing 5.9% to a 3.6-month supply in April, yet this figure remains considerably below the 6-month supply indicative of a balanced market, which would necessitate a 67% increase in current listings.
You can come support the Stevens Point Police Department K-9 program this weekend at the second annual Car Cruise with the Cops Car Show. It's this Saturday on the corner of Main Street and Michigan Avenue in the P.J. Jacobs parking lot. The car show starts at 10 and the cruise begins at 3. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or a small storm popping up this afternoon. Otherwise, this evening, we dry things out and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and warmer. Highs today will flirt with 70 and by tomorrow, reaching near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to get into some entertainment news in a little bit. We got some other fun stuff we're going to be lining up for you as well. But it's a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. You all know what that means. Time for our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. Big shout out to Milltown Coffee, sponsoring this segment. We appreciate our friends over there. Cannot wait to get some of that good coffee from them. Denise, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you guys?
I'm doing good.
All right.
We're very excited to talk with you today and to have you in. And I want to thank you not only for spending the time with us as you do every Thursday, but when you're able to bring the animals into the studio, it is so exciting and fun for us. We are little kids when it comes to this. I actually realizing... We'll get to our pet of the week here first, because I got a lot on this one. Who do we have with us today, Denise?
We have Amaya. She is a 6-year-old female, kind of tortoiseshell looking.
Yeah.
Cat. She is FELV positive. That means she has feline leukemia virus, and it is only transmitted to other cats, not humans, not any other animals.
Yeah.
They typically live a long life depending on the stage of their virus or their overall health. And she, Amaya, is an example of cat living its best life.
Nice. Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
Very much. Just met her and can already get that impression from her. She's got a really sweet personality.
Yeah.
And like a lot of cats, very curious, very interested in the world around her.
Yep.
And she is in foster right now?
She's being fostered by our cat room manager, John, but she does spend a lot of time at the shelter, too. She has her own playroom where people can, pick her up and play with her. We just need to make sure that people are educated on what FELV is, and cats can live a long life as long as they're the only cat in the home.
Gotcha.
And, when it comes to that, too, I don't know how this comes across, but when you know you don't have as much time with the animal, and we all kind of understand that agreement we make with animals when we take them into our homes and all that, but this is a little different with the actual knowing of some of this data and everything.
Yes.
I would think that would, certain families out there would be an absolute perfect fit for something like that.
Yeah.
What a gift you're able to give to an animal, to a creature, when you know that it doesn't have that much long, but you're going to give it the greatest life it can have in those times.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people that are very educated or they've done research on this virus, and they have animals in the home that just have FELV just because they're aware of it and they want to help the cats.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome.
A friend of mine, he got a turtle for his like 13th or 14th birthday or something. I'm sorry, not a turtle, a tortoise. He still has it. He's in his 30s now. certain animals and certain people, you don't necessarily know what you're signing up for, and sometimes that time commitment can be a lot and daunting for certain people. So I don't mean to be morbid or anything about it, but just, trying to, my main goal is to help get these animals in the perfect home and their new best friend.
Yes, absolutely.
And to me, I think that's a really good match for somebody out there.
Absolutely, because she's not going to want to go for walks. So she's pretty laid back, although she's running around the studio.
Very curious, right?
Yeah,
that's probably my fault. That's probably me.
They all love you, James.
I bring that out of animals.
You do.
She's 5, so she's also mature. And I think that part is really nice, and shows in her too.
Yeah.
She's able to kind of keep herself busy while also being, comes around you. She's already come around me a couple of times.
Yep, she's independent.
Every cat loves that spot right in front of the ears.
They do.
Right
yep.
there. You get
yep.
that spot, you got a new friend, man.
Right.
They really love that.
They keep coming back for more.
When it comes to, again, the FELV, I personally know a very little bit about that when I was working in shelters, but it's something, too, that it doesn't necessarily take a ton of research to be able to fill up. In fact, when you go onto the website, swchs.com, you guys did a really nice job of putting a link there for people to learn more about it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a couple of experts on our staff that know a lot about the stuff and the medications and the lifespan and how the different stages of the virus itself. It kind of mimics HIV, the human it's pretty sad, but there are a lot of cats that don't make it, but Amaya is an example of cats that are thriving because she has very faint positives instead of, full on.
Right.
That really good benefits. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
She is a wonderful, wonderful cat, and we cannot wait to get her into a new forever home. Before we wrap up, Denise, I did want to check in and see how things are going over at the shop. Are there any key needs that we can help out with?
We can always use kitten food, like the wet pate or any of the canned foods, and then litter. Litters are hitting because we have several litters of kittens in foster, and they will be coming to the shelter soon.
We want to help out any way we can with that, of course. And it sounds like it looks like the building's all doing good and everything.
Yep.
That's all taken care of.
It's fantastic. We are moving things around, getting ready for our final, this is what we're going to have in this beautiful establishment and use it instead of moving from room to room.
Excellent. Really nice to hear for you guys. And of course, the animals and the routine coming a little bit back, normalizing. Probably not a lot of the construction noise helps out a lot, too.
The animals aren't as frantic as they were. And And I'm sure. I do have big news. Redford got adopted after being on the radio last week. So thank you guys. Yes,
wonderful
thank you
news.
So much for what you're doing.
Yes, that's a win.
He heard the interview on this radio station. He called in, came to meet him, and picked him up the next day.
That's some tremendous best news we're going to hear all day.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It works. It works.
Really, oh, hey.
Really is awesome. That is very, very cool.
I didn't know if she was going to be able to get up on the desk. Yep, answer that question.
Cats are very nimble.
Yes, they are. I don't even know, as big as that.
I don't think I've ever said this to one of our pets of the week. Please don't try to take my job. I need this job.
Coming to the mic.
There's not a lot of things I can do. I need this job. Please don't take this job from me. She's very good, though. She already, yes. I already very just a natural on the mic.
Yeah,
she's very good. Before we wrap up, real quick, Denise, I did also want to mention and encourage people to being a member and that with the Southwick County Humane Society. There's a lot of cool perks that are involved with that. There's a discount on local businesses, a newsletter on life-saving work, and some really cool information. You get a discount with the Humane Society as well.
Correct.
And among all of these things, as great as all of that is, you also know that you are helping out one of the more vital organizations in our community.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you can do the memberships over the internet. Through our website and walking in the door, too. We have paperwork. You can do it through PayPal, I believe it is.
Yeah.
It's very easy.
Yeah. Encourage you to look into that more, everybody. And you can find out more about that at swchs.com. Their website, be sure to bookmark it, swchs.com. And you can go there as well to check out all these great, amazing animals like Amaya. She is sitting there waiting for you with some really good pictures, along with so many other great ones. And we encourage you to check them out as well and see how you can help out with the Humane Society. You can email them, office@swchs.com. You can always give them a call, 715-423-0505, 423-0505. Be sure to follow them on social media and share their posts on your page and so people can see them. And stop by if you want with those items that they need at 3621 64th Street North right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Denise, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having us.
A big thank you to you, Amaya. It was good to meet you. And we, of course, say a gigantic shout out to our friends at Milltown Coffee. We appreciate them sponsoring this segment. Buy local, support local, everybody. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back with some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Get ready to experience Milltown Coffee Company, where they'll delight your taste buds with a delicious selection of breakfast and lunch options, a full espresso and coffee menu, and irresistible ice cream. Explore their charming retail and gift area, and enjoy their inviting outdoor seating, which is not only dog-friendly, but also features freshly baked dog treats, perfect for your furry companions. Join them for exciting special evening events and a vibrant weekly farmers market that brings the community together. Milltown Coffee Company, opening May 2025.
Join the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors for ACW Wrestling Night May 31st. Enjoy the thrill of pregame wrestling matches featuring former WWE ACW member and former WWE Cruiserweight Champion, Wisconsin native Hornswoggle. An autograph session will follow, but if you purchase a VIP package, you'll get a ringside seat and a guaranteed autograph and a ticket to the game. Take yourself out to the ballgame at historic Winterfield in Wisconsin Rapids for Raptor Baseball and ACW Wrestling Night May 31st.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or a small storm popping up this afternoon. Otherwise, this evening, we dry things out and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and warmer. Highs today will flirt with 70 and by tomorrow, reaching near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Get back. Welcome back. Morning show, WFHR. Ha! Gotta get in the hot tub. I love James Brown. Man, I love James Brown. And we love Denise and our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society. Big shout out to them. Be listening every Thursday for another edition of the Pet of the Week from our friends at the Southwick County Humane. One of our longest running segments.
Yes.
It's over two decades old or something like that.
It's been off and on a little bit, but now it's back and it is strong.
Yeah. Really enjoy working with Denise. A lot of fun. Big thank you to her and all of our friends at the Humane Society.
Yep.
And of course, a gigantic thank you to Milltown Coffee.
Yes.
Who you may, if you are a business out there, have noticed that I've mentioned five times this morning.
Five times. He's counting, too. So,
I am, just so that I can make a ramble about that and say that we encourage businesses to work with us and everything. And you will notice that we get more bang for your buck with us.
You do.
I'm going to
ramble. No question about it.
I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to make sure that people show up at your business. Be sure to reach out to our front our sales team.
Yep.
You can do that by calling our front desk, 424-1300. The kitchen's open, unlabeled, Seth Faces the Music. We got so many opportunities for you to, you know, sponsor with us and work with us here and everything. And that includes our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. Right?
Absolutely.
Seth, diving into a little bit of entertainment news, possibly the only connection between Steely Dan, Weird Al, and Hulk Hogan has passed away.
Yes.
Guitarist Rick Derringer passed away on Monday at the age of 77. The guy did just about everything in his career.
Yeah, he had a really remarkably under-the-radar career.
Very
interesting. He was part of a band that had a big hit, and then he kind of just, he was in the music industry, did a lot of this and a little of that, and it was actually, when you read it, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I like to always give credit, especially when it's people that I did not give enough credit to when they were with us, and I feel bad. I wish I had. Working in classic rock for a long time, I played a lot of Rick Derringer.
Yes.
And I honestly never thought too much about it. I certainly respected the artist, the hit, didn't know a whole lot of his catalog,
right.
And certainly didn't know that he started as a member of the McCoys.
That's right.
I didn't know that with the big hit in 1965, Hang On Sloopy.
Hang On Sloopy.
Which, for most of my life, I thought was Hang On Snoopy.
You're not the only one. Well, many people... said that.
Then in 1973, he had a solo hit with, of course, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, which, over the years, he did session work, though, with Steely Dan, Todd Rundgren, Kiss, and Barbara Streisand.
He was a very good guitarist, yes.
He also produced Sidney Lauper and played the solo on Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That I didn't know. That's really, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rick won a Grammy for producing Weird Al Yankovic's album Eat It.
One of his best albums, yes.
If somebody wanted to tell me that's his best album, I wouldn't argue.
I would probably agree, yeah.
A complete album, actually.
Yep.
And his most creative work, maybe, in that one.
Very much so.
And played the guitar solo in the title track, on the title track, Eat It.
Oh, my. Oh, so he played that. Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's interesting, because famously, Eddie Van Halen did it on Beat It.
Yes.
And, wow, that's interesting.
So he did kind of a clone of Eddie Van Halen.
And it sounds pretty good.
It does.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. He went on to produce Weird Al's first six albums.
Wow.
And
that's amazing.
And he wasn't done. In 1985, he produced the wrestling album for the WWE, which was the WWF at the time. Also wrote and performed the track Real American, which Hulk Hogan, of course, used to this day.
His walk-up music. Yep.
Walk-up music. I had no idea of that. Man, shout out to Rick Derringer and a great life, great legacy.
Yes. The thing I remember most about him is that when he was with the McCoys, his name was actually Rick Zerringer.
Wow.
With a Z. He changed it because he thought Derringer sounded cooler. And he's probably right, actually. No, it does sound pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Derringer's very cool.
You know, the old pistol, back of the old Western pistols. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a rock star with that name. Yeah,
I'm telling you. That was a smart move. Smart move.
It's actually surprising that he wasn't more well-known, but in many ways, it's kind of a credit to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, if he was a modern artist, we would know about all this because he'd be telling us on his Instagram or something like that.
Right,
or whatever. It's kind of...
He was more at the end, he was more of a behind-the-scenes guy. I mean, it's not like he didn't record his own music. He obviously did. But, I mean, he wrote some great songs, and, yeah, what an interesting career.
I love looking into an artist after, like, we think, they're not putting out new music, so they're done with music. And then you find out that, they just went to begin.
They did other things,
So many of the guys from the Monkees, I think, are a great example of this, of, like, those Monkees, I remember them. They went away. No, they didn't.
No, they were still doing stuff,
That's interesting. A life well lived, sir.
Yes.
A life well lived. And then there's Daryl Hall, who I feel like only comes up for like the weirdest or roughest of reasons.
What is he doing?
Because for a while there, he was doing those sessions, those music sessions where he'd bring in all kinds of different artists and they'd just play some acoustic songs of theirs and his. And it was very popular.
That's cool.
It was
very successful. Very cool, yeah.
And up until then, that's all I had heard of him until went the Hall & Oates stuff.
Yeah, he was like throwing shade on Oates. It's like, what?
Well, those two can't seem to go a month without like one of them going to a media outlet and say, hey, did you hear about this?
Sniping at each other.
Well, Daryl Hall has a very, very strong feeling about the term yacht rock.
Oh,
In a recent interview, he called it, quote, a blank of a joke, and referred to the people who invented the term by some not some very nice words.
Jeez.
He added, quote, I never understood it. It's just R&B with maybe some jazz in there. It's mellow R&B. It's smooth R&B. He's already given it like 18 names.
Yes. Thanks, Daryl.
You actually proved the point of the term yacht rock by doing this. they come up with names for things because people like to label stuff because it's easier for their brain.
It is. Yeah.
But they also do it because it didn't have a name before.
Yeah.
Because it's
what do we call it? We call it like soft rock, basically, which isn't a great, that's not a great term for it either, but.
Seth, you might say it's to the point where it's unlabeled.
Nice.
Had to.
We'll just let that sit there.
Sundays at night.
At eight. Don't get the right time, at least.
I'm really off today. I really am.
No, but I don't get it. I don't. Then he has to give it like three other names. By the way, I never considered Hall and Oates like a soft rock. They were just a pop group.
Yeah.
Because they had a lot of different sounds. Listen to some of their differences of their songs. They had a variety of sounds that I thought, which are really interesting. I like the music they made. You know, it's not bad music, and he seems to have like a big chip on his shoulder for some reason. I don't know why.
Quote, people misguided us because they couldn't label us. They always came up with the kind of stuff that soft rock and yacht rock and all this nonsense. And none of it really describes anything that I really do. Notice he says, I really do. cannot wait to get that in there. First off, again, you just called your music R&B jazz, mellow R&B, smooth R&B. You just gave it like 18 labels.
Yeah, you did.
And again, proving the point of why there's one label kind of given to it.
That's been given to it. It's just a very broad term. That's all.
And if just to be blunt and honest about this, and I say this from similar things I've heard from Carlos Santana to Madonna. I'm just happy people are still listening to the music. Be thankful that people are still listening to the music. Dude, I'm not trying to sound like a jerk here, but I can't imagine as an artist that you haven't released a new song in 30 years and you're upset that people, just be thankful people are listening to the music.
And people do. People still love that music.
It's very popular.
It's very popular. We have acts that have covered those songs because they love them so much. Daryl Hall, I do not understand. What is the problem? What is the problem, Daryl Hall? You're making money hand over fist for all the royalties from all this stuff. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I've brought up the story before, and I'll bring it up again. And it is not a reach, I don't believe, but J.R. Ewing, you know,
Larry Hagman, yes.
Johnny Carson asked Larry Hagman, how do you feel about being known as J.R.? And he said, Johnny, they could put J.R. on my tombstone. I get paid to do what I love.
Yep.
That's what it comes down to. You get paid to do what you love, man. You made a career off of what you got to do. Just be thankful people are listening to your music. You're still getting royalties from those of them, you know, so many.
Oh, there were jokes about Hall and Oates back in the day. Yeah. No one's making those jokes anymore because it's not, there's no point to it. So I don't know. Yeah. He's the grumpy old man of rock, I guess, is what he's becoming.
He's really becoming
the crotchety guy.
The HBO documentary Pee-wee as Himself just came out last week, and it includes Paul Rubens explaining how he came up with the name Pee-wee Herman.
Okay.
He says, quote, I had a little tiny harmonica that said Pee-wee on it, and I knew this kid when I was little who was this kind of crazy and all out of there. He was a little bit of a nutty kid, a little crazy kid. And his last name was Herman. So Rubens said that the two combined it.
Okay, makes sense.
A lot of the Pee-wee persona was not based, but influenced by this kid.
Mm-hmm.
So it just made sense. Rubens also talked about how going back into the closet for the sake of his career. He had a long-term, very serious relationship with a man named Guy in the 70s, but when it ended, he decided to hide his sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, I was as out as you can be, and then I went back into the closet. My career absolutely would have suffered had I been openly gay. Mm-hmm. So I went to great lengths for many, many years to keep it a secret. Paul lost his battle with lung cancer back in July of 2023 when he was 70.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Paul Rubens as one of the more interesting comedians and entertainers in our lifetime, in our era.
Yes.
In part because of how he started and where he came, what he was able to build the Pee Wee Show into, and
the whole brand. It was like brand before branding was like a thing, right? He built it from from his stand up act. That was what he did. Not kid friendly at all, by the way.
How many things in life have done that? Where it was built for adults, and then they tailored it to be built for kids.
More for kids, yeah.
I don't think that there's many.
I've not heard that.
Or
no.
Anything like that that I can think of that had done something like that.
The fact that he was willing to do that, we got to give him credit
really
for that.
Good point.
Because going from where he was to becoming Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and then the TV show, the morning TV, Saturday morning show that he did.
Watched everyone.
I mean, yeah, that was different. I mean, you didn't do that. That was an odd path to stardom. Yeah.
And then I think of the careers that were launched from his work.
Oh my gosh!
With Phil Hartman or
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton.
That was the first big film. Yeah.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Of all people.
Lawrence Fishburne was Cowboy Curtis. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, and I'm just like scratching the surface here and everything. It's just a really, really interesting career. And then certainly there is the movie theater incident that happens. Mm-hmm. And at that time, but well before cancel culture and all these things, there is blackballing.
Yes.
And there is stuff like, hey, you're toxic, we're not going to use you. And then he shows up like a year or two later or whatever on the Murphy Brown Show. Mm-hmm. And the wonderful bit that the recurring bit that they would do with Murphy's secretaries, and he's one of them.
Right.
And he's the first one that actually is in multiple episodes, and nobody even knows it's Paul Reubens.
No,
they don't make a big deal out of it. He just shows up, and he was wonderful, and it really like launched the second act of his career, where all of a sudden people started kind of like bringing him around again.
Yes.
He started getting work, and the wonderful work he did in Mystery Men.
You know, that it's funny you mentioned that, because I remember seeing Mystery Men and not recognizing him at all until I saw the credits. I was like, that's Paul Reubens? Oh my gosh. Because I hadn't heard from him in a couple of years,
Interesting.
So it was what an interesting career he had.
All three of these individuals we've talked about here, just very interesting careers. And not, not necessarily, I think, what we would have expected or thought or what have you.
One of my favorite bits is when he was on Arsenio Hall's show. Oh my God. It was hilarious.
So good.
It was so not. It was not for any, no kid, but it was funny. Oh my gosh.
Those, before the Pee Wee Herman show, you watch the bits. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
They're very funny.
Something else that's great that's going to be showing up in your email box in just a couple of, not even 2 hours, like an hour and a half here.
Yes, we're getting close.
We've got a new edition of the WFHR newsletter is going to be showing up in that email box. We encourage you to check it out, everybody, if you haven't signed up already. Now, we know lots of you have already. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate
that. Do appreciate that.
But anybody out there who hasn't, man, sign up. Now, keep in mind, you sign up for it, you don't like it, you can always just take it off.
If you don't actually look at it, that's fine.
It could not be more free. We've done all the work for you.
Yep.
You literally just go there for 5 seconds, sign up for the newsletter, boom, it's in your email box, and I will guarantee you are going to love this thing. If you are curious of Central Wisconsin, not just the news and the information we have going on, but some of the different activities and fun stuff that's going on, some things that maybe you've seen but you've never done a deep dive into, well, our great writers, our great reporters around here have. Mm-hmm. Whether it's just our civic media brothers and sisters like mm-hmm. Brittany or Terry or, mm-hmm. or the work that Chuck does.
Yep.
Michael covering sports like nobody in this area is.
No.
Period. Nobody is covering sports the
He's
way
like
Michael
covering
Comer
every
is.
Single sport.
And
I don't know how he does it.
Nobody's covering it better either.
No.
I will put my name on that. I will die on that hill. Michael Comer is covering sports in Central Wisconsin better than anybody, even close.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right there for you in the newsletter. Laura does a really good job with, especially taking the Rapids Report interviews.
Yep.
And doing, like, she does a better job than I think I do with them. check out her Senator Teston report there, too, mm-hmm. as well, the great writing she did with that. And, of course, all this with our EP, Melissa Kay.
Mm-hmm. That's a tremendous job.
Yeah, does such fantastic work there. We appreciate the work of everybody involved in this. Mm-hmm. And, you want to see the evidence of the seeds of our work here and mm-hmm. everything. It is in this newsletter.
Yep.
Encourage you to sign up for it, everybody. Keep up to date on Central Wisconsin news better than anybody. By going to WFHR.com and signing up for that newsletter. Got a new edition showing up for you in about an hour and a half.
All right.
Around there.
Yeah.
Our Rafters were victorious yesterday.
Yeah, crazy game. Wow.
Yes. First win of the season for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, and it comes at the expense of a rival.
The old woodchucks.
The old woodchucks. Yeah. Took care of that. It got close.
Yeah.
Got
close. It was a very close game, yes.
Great game. Great work. A nice first one of many for our Wisconsin Rapids Rafters last night. Congratulations to them. And I know what the difference was.
What is it?
It was the people out there. We're giving away tickets. People are showing up.
That's right.
We're giving that home foam field advantage.
Yes.
Like nobody in the Northwoods League can do.
Yep.
Keep in mind that the Rafters are the only team that own their ballpark.
Yes.
And we show it.
This is the Rafters in a lot of ways are very different from the rest of the Northwoods League. I mean, we have it's so special what we have here. Man, I went to opening day on Memorial Day. It was tremendous just being back at the park, man. Oh, nothing like being at the old ball yard on a summer day or night. Doesn't matter what it is. There's something special about it.
We want you to be able to go, everybody. We're going to be giving away tickets all season long. And
we have so many tickets to give away.
And the next couple of weeks, we've got other giveaways we're doing with Civic Media and everything. So we're going to, we'll be giving away tickets, but in between where we can. I would be, just as a spoiler alert here, everybody, just between us, we're going to be featuring a lot more on Playmakers as far as giving away Rafter stuff.
Yes.
Doing a little cross promotion there.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Yeah.
But we do have these Rafter season package holder tickets, these orange bands, wristbands.
Yeah, that's for a little bit of free food. How about that? Even better.
Those are burning the hole in my pocket, man. I want to give them away right now, but we're going to wait. It's a long season.
Yep.
So be listening for that, everybody, and so much more fun. We encourage you to get to the ballpark. Find out more at northwoodsleague.com. Get your single game or package tickets, or just call up right now. Seth and I, one of our favorite things to do is talk 90s baseball. So, yes, a 90s baseball player. Give me a 90s baseball player. I don't care. It doesn't matter who it is. This is anybody 90s. And spoiler alert, even if it's not a 90s.
We don't care.
Yeah, we just want you to call up. Name a ball player that we can be nostalgic about and have some fun.
Yeah.
And get you these four tickets. They are open tickets. You can go to any Rafter game all season with these.
Yep.
Gigantic shout out to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters who spoil us with the amount of tickets.
They give all kinds of goodies this year,
There is no excuse not to get to a game this summer, and I want every one of our listeners to win tickets at some point.
Yes.
So we're going to keep trying. We're going to keep giving them away. Call up right now, 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Give us your favorite ball player and win yourself four tickets to go see your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, maybe even tonight. They're going to be at the ballpark tonight, or at Wausau tonight.
Tomorrow they will be.
Time is a flat circle. They got a doubleheader coming. They got two games coming up back to back at Winterfield this weekend. So, those would be good ones to take out the Rockford Rivets. We'll be back after our news, sports, and partner break coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Video footage in the case of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan has been released. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The video released by Milwaukee County through an open records request shows Dugan speaking to federal agents on April 18th in the hallway outside her courtroom as they waited to arrest an undocumented immigrant. It's evidence in a federal criminal case against Dugan indicted May 13th on counts of obstructing a federal agency and concealing an undocumented immigrant. Prosecutors accused the 66-year-old judge of allowing Eduardo Flores Ruiz to leave her courtroom through another exit. ICE agents chased him down and took him into custody outside the courthouse. Dugan was arrested a week later.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding anglers how they can help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species and diseases during fishing season. A number of the state's waterways have seen the introduction of invasive species like zebra mussels and spiny water fleas over recent years. DNR officials are reminding anglers to drain all the water from their bait buckets or fish containers at the site where they filled them, drain and clean their boats, and remove things like mud or plants from their gear before leaving. The Wood County Agricultural and Household Hazardous Waste Disposal Clean Sweep is this Saturday in Marshfield. Wood County residents and producers can safely dispose of their unwanted household and agricultural hazardous waste free of charge. The collection event is from 8 a.m. to noon on May 31st at the Marshfield Ag Research Station on Yellowstone Drive. Everything must be labeled or easily identified. You can contact Wood County UW Extension with questions at 715-421-8440. The next event in Wood County will be in Wisconsin Rapids on September 13th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
the Brewers head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Phillies tomorrow night. The crew beat the Red Sox 6-5 in 10 innings yesterday. It was Milwaukee's first three-game sweep of the year. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's a great feeling to feel like you sense that they believe, and that's a great feeling. Our pitching hung in there and did enough.
NFL at the Packers OTA practices. Defensive back Jair Alexander remains absent while the team tries to renegotiate his contract. Safety Xavier McKinney asked if he'd like to see Jair back with the Pack.
We would all like him back. I talk to him every day. Just try to stay connected with him. Obviously, we've developed a great relationship with each other. At the end of the day, like, I'm going to be behind him regardless of, you know, what the situation is going on. We've developed a relationship good enough off the field to where it's like, bro, I just want what's best for you.
That's Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
At Tri-City Services, we're so proud to be celebrating 80 years of trusted service to Central Wisconsin. Since 1945, Tri-City has been the name you can trust to stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer. We're offering a limited-time anniversary special. When you purchase a new air conditioner, you'll get $19.45 off a new furnace. Call 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com to schedule your free quote.
We're not comfortable until you are.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or a small storm popping up this afternoon. Otherwise, this evening, we dry things out and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and warmer. Highs today will flirt with 70 and by tomorrow, reaching near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Little Stuart playing us in. Hope you guys are having a great one out there, and I hope you're not eating. No, it doesn't really matter if you are, but I don't know what to think of this one. I did not get a chance to pre-read this article, so we're going to dive right in together, Seth, you
all
and
right.
I.
Let's do it.
Arby's recently started testing steak nuggets in select markets, and they piqued people's interest.
Okay, let's put it that way.
Especially if they if they'd be breaded like real chicken nuggets, right. Only with steak in the middle.
Okay,
they're not though. They're more like steak bites, just cubes of meat. You can get them as nuggets or in a bowl or in a sandwich. And they're not cheap. The five piece is $5 and
it's
the nine piece is $9.
Yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
The TikTok reviews from influencers are mixed, with the general consensus being they're different. Or basically every woman has ever described me.
They're not good or bad, just different.
Just different. They're surprisingly edible with barbecue or some other sauce, but most people don't need to have them again. That's the thing. Even people that like them are saying they're not going to have them again.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet doesn't seem to think steak nuggets should be a thing. Commenters are saying they look like mystery jerky. The nuggets are like the worst burnt ends of the steak. They need to go back to the drawing board on this one and many other things. I will say something, and they don't advertise with us and everything, but I will say I've eaten at Arby's many, many times and will many, many more times.
Yeah, good stuff.
They have something at Arby's that nobody else gives me, the Jamaica Shake.
Oh, okay.
For me, for my money, the greatest shake ever invented.
Wow.
Oh, by far and away.
Nice.
I could drink one of those every single day and be a happy man.
Wow. That's impressive.
Them. I also think they have incredible mozzarella sticks. And
they're good. I've had those too, yeah.
And real quick to any business out there, don't put mozzarella sticks on your menu if all I'm getting is the breading with the cheese melted out of it.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or
that it ends up just being breading. Yeah.
I'll still eat it, but it's not the
but
same.
But it's not the same.
I love mozzarella sticks. I love mozzarella sticks. I don't know what they're thinking with this one, but it's Arby's. This is what they do.
It's all presentation. Arby's, okay, you have staked your claim on being we have the meats, right? That's their tagline. Come on, guys, there's an easy way to solve this. It's called kebabs.
Yeah,
that's basically what it is.
Yeah,
put them on a meat skewer and people will be thrilled with it.
Absolutely.
That's all you need to do. Do a variety of kebabs. You know, you can have chicken on there. You can have steak. You can throw the vegetables on there, whatever you want to do. Give people choices. I am telling you. Who's doing kebabs? No one.
In this fast-paced, world we live in, I am a little more surprised kebabs have not become a fast food thing.
They could do the deep voice, Ving Rhames, whatever, doing the deep voice announcer. Arby's, steak, or meat. Yeah. On a stick. And that's all they need to do.
Arby's, we have the kebabs.
Yes.
On a stick.
It writes itself.
It really does. We've already done the commercial.
We just did it for them.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah. No kidding. Jeez.
Anything might be better than what they're doing with this.
It's a presentation thing. That's all they need to do is fix that part and they'll be fine.
It also feels like they just gave up on ideas. Cut up a bunch of steak and throw it in a bowl. That's literally all they did.
It's like KFC's famous bowls. That's what it feels like, right? They just gave up. Let's throw a bunch of stuff in a bowl.
Like, to each their own. If you like them, you like them. But they're basically just like, it's just a slop bucket like they do for pigs and everything. That's all those bowls and stuff.
Yeah, that's all they are. It's just a slop bucket.
Again, no problem with it. Eat what you want. It's your food. It's your mouth. But it's just lazy. That's all it is. If you like it or you don't, there's
no interesting angle to it. It's just hunks of meat,
I will say, one thing I will say about this, though, that I would think would make me interested in it a little bit. When it's good steak, I don't need A1 sauce.
I don't
need any condiments or spices or anything like that. I just want to taste the meat.
Good cut of meat. Probably not the meat they're using.
Probably
like
not.
The high end steak. Probably no, not. They got to think about costs, even though they're charging a decent amount for them. But
it sounds like that's part of the issue.
Is that too expensive?
The bits of meat are not good meat
for what you're paying for, right?
Whereas I will say, I've never had a bad sandwich at Arby's. I've only had roast beef. I'm pretty consistent in what I eat there. But I think that's a part of the issue too. Certainly, and price
sticks. That's all you need, guys.
One of the bigger things that we're going to be seeing more and more, and I don't see any end to this ending well with the fast food industry. We've already seen it in long before some of the recent things that have been coming up with bills and all this stuff and everything. We saw that the restaurant industry hit its plateau and then crash. Mm-hmm. Where's the last TGI Fridays you saw? Where's the last
the Applebee's in town here just closed down a couple of weeks ago. I mean, that's another great example.
That's the first leg of this. That's the first stage of it. The next stage is, well, which one of the major ones are going to go down? Is it Sonic? Is it In-N-Out Burger? Is it some? I'm using those as examples because I don't think it's going to be them.
Right.
But there is going to be fallout.
There's going to be more restaurants that are like that. You're right.
Because not only of the prices going up, but people not paying these workers enough and not having enough workers for it and everything.
Because they don't want to work there. Yeah.
And it's so you're going to continue to see like harebrained, half-thought-through ideas like this at every place. Even McDonald's is doing some of
this. Yeah, they do. No, you're absolutely right. And go ahead.
Just real quick, in Starbucks, now they've advertised before. They just got done rolling out the most money Starbucks has ever spent on advertising, by far, with like three times as much as they've ever spent. Now, maybe two times as much. But that's telling you, Starbucks is getting into the advertising.
Like, even bigger. Yeah, yeah.
That is a telltale sign right there that industry is... I don't know what's going to happen with it.
We need to find a place like a local place in town here, like Chips or something. They just do the thing they do, and they do it well.
Yeah.
What is wrong with that?
Yeah.
You know, the reason is because all the, that, like Chips as an example, All they have to satisfy is us.
Yeah.
McDonald's, all these big restaurant chains, they have to satisfy shareholders. This is one of the reasons why they do this. Why Arby's is doing this. They got to show, like, we got to find a way to grow. You know, growth at all costs. That's where we're at right now with corporations. So they are going to, they say, okay, we got to do these crazy things, or we got to do promotions. We got to do something different. We got to do this, and this. Why not just do what you do and do it well? People respond to that.
Part of the reason I don't think I'd be very good owning a business is the same reason I'm not really good as an athlete. Like, I love sports and I like playing sports, but I win a little bit and I'm good. Like, I don't have this, like, my insane relentless.
Like that drive, right, yeah.
That drive is all in acting and all those things and stuff. When it comes to that other stuff, I'm just not built for that. So right. I would be a bad athlete. I'd win once, and I'm like, I'm good, you know, and that's not athletes. You want to win. Business, they talk about this all the time in business. You know, when you go into it, one of the things you should be doing, and I this is in business classes I took years ago, so maybe this has changed.
Right.
But having an idea, how big do you want to be? What is your ceiling? What would you like it to be? Are you a mom and pop restaurant? And yeah, you'd like to get, you know, most of the town there, but you're not looking to, you know, turn it into a franchise
or anything. Yeah, right.
That's where I would be. I'd be very happy having my regulars, having a good restaurant, and you know, you do okay. You keep the lights on or whatever.
Right.
Whereas to your point, most businesses, all of these start out wanting to be McDonald's, wanting to be as big as possible. What's wrong with not doing that?
That, right?
Yeah. I feel like that more times than not, that leads to the end of a business.
For me, the best businesses are the ones that see a need in a community and they fill that need.
Mm-hmm.
That should be, and again, this is my opinion, but that should be, to me, what it's all about, okay? Yes, I get it. Business is about turning profit, right? It's about making money at a certain level. But this is the big difference between small businesses and large corporations and that sort of thing, is the ones in the community are filling a need that the community has. And that's why they are successful, is because they're filling that need and they're doing it well, right? When you get into shareholders and you get into stock prices and you get into all these other things, that all goes by the wayside, because now what you're looking at is not the need you're trying to, that you originally were there to fill. You're looking at, what's the company worth? And what do I need to do? Well, we find out it's not just fulfilling the thing that you were formed for. It's what? My advertising campaigns. Mm-hmm. That has a lot to do with it. How can we branch out into new things? You know, what's the next big marketing thing? Is that we had all these other things that come into it that is not the core goal of the business, at least where it started out as.
If I owned a business, I don't think I'd ever go public. I feel like every time a business goes public or a company goes public or whatever, and they open all that, the owner or the creator of it goes crazy. Like every time.
Well, if it's a good one, they make a lot of money, and money melts your brain, which we keep seeing examples of every single day.
Yeah.
It does something to you. Just saying.
When we talk about addictive things that are addictive, we don't talk about money enough.
We don't talk about that. We really don't.
That is very addictive.
Yes, it is.
We will take a quick time out, our final one of the show, but we're going to make it a good one and take care of our sponsors here. And when we come back, we're going to have some good stories of the day, our schedule, and plenty more lined up for you here at the morning show on WFHR.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or a small storm popping up this afternoon. Otherwise, this evening, we dry things out, and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and warmer. Highs today will flirt with 70, and by tomorrow, reaching near 80.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go. Oh, no.
Welcome back, everybody.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Seth and James hanging out with you, wrapping up the show, taking it to the top of the hour. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun today.
It's been a good day.
Big thank you to all you listeners out there, those of you that called in and chimed in, and certainly a big thank you to Denise and our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Maine Society. I want to send a big shout out to our sponsor of that segment, Milltown Coffee, who are just 6 days away from opening day, everybody.
Yes, they're almost here. They're almost open. Wow, that's so exciting.
June 2nd, 7 a.m., Milltown Coffee Company will be opening
up. There, everybody. Yeah.
Get some of that coffee. We need to get some
of
that coffee.
I see a line down the road there. Yeah. Kilmer. Yes.
Want to get into our schedule and talk about some fun stuff that we got going on at our stations today. And on our sister station at 105.5 WIRI, softball playoff action, Seth.
Tonight, everyone. If you can't make it to Robinson Park, which, of course, we do encourage you to do. Love to cheer on the Lady Royals as they take on Auburndale tonight. But if you can't, just tune into 105.5. We're going to have you covered pregame at 4:50, 5 o'clock or thereabouts. First pitch, Mike Comer with the call on that one. We love bringing all these high school sports to you. And I got to say, because we're coming up to the end of the season here, the whole sports season for high school. I mean, we are planning for next fall already. And I'm telling you, we are excited. We're going to be bringing you things, sports that we have not done, either not in a long time or never brought to the airwaves, but Mike is excited. We're all excited here. We're going to bring you as much as we can. We are very, very looking forward to next fall.
Yeah, we're going to be bringing you more coverage than ever before, and more than anybody else by far and away. The WIA knows us by name.
Yes,
like they literally do.
They should.
Yeah, we're excited about this, and we're appreciative to our sponsors and all you listeners out there.
Yes,
thank you so much. Again, 4:50 tonight, Assumption versus Auburndale. Be sure to check that out. Mike and Seth going to have it for you. And over here at WFHR at 5:50, Rafters at Wausau. Going to be taking on the Woodchucks on their home field.
Yes, up north. North.
If you are not in Wausau, every hit, every pitch, every win right here at WFHR all season long. Be sure to join us for that. Got some great stuff going on.
And don't forget, everyone, we stream those games on the Civic Media app. Not all sports teams allow that to happen, but with the Rafters, we got you covered.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Yeah. AM, FM, online, we got you covered there.
And we're not, we hear you guys out there. We know that there's been some difficulty catching us on analog and in your car and some of that and everything. Working on it. We got our best engineers in the business working on that stuff, and care about this area deeply.
Yes.
And it's local listeners very deeply. Nobody is ever gonna, at least as long as I'm in this chair, then that's never gonna change. So we appreciate you guys and appreciate your feedback, and check out Rafter Baseball tonight, 5:50, right on the radio dial or on your Civic Media app.
Yes, indeed.
We were talking with Pam earlier. Big thank you to her for joining us. We were talking about the concert last night, the Orchestra Pops concert. One more for you going on tonight. One more public Wisconsin Public Schools concert. It is happening tonight at 6:30 over at the choir concert over at the Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
Check that out.
It's going to be fabulous. Wrapping up the school year and on a high note.
Got me on
I'm glad the show is almost done.
That was good. You can tell. We're hitting the end here.
We are.
Appreciate everybody attending all these concerts all season long. Big thank you to the music directors and their assistants, and of course the kids. We appreciate all you kids out there entertaining us.
Yes.
Seth, it is a Wednesday.
No, it's not Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
I'll just put that one on the thing. The week's messed you up.
Really, really has.
But here's something I can talk about, everyone.
Please
our
do.
Friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties are participating or are spearheading a diaper drive going on right now, everyone, through Father's Day, which is June 15th. They're looking for new and unopened diapers of all sizes, wipes, unscented, preferred, and diaper rash, paste, and or creams into the hands of parents in need. Monetary donations are also accepted. You can go to their website for that, uwswac.org. You can also drop off those diapers and assorted sundries at the United Way office, 351 Oak Street in Rapids, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4 p.m. is their normal business hours.
And I wanted to talk about this. We've been talking about the Performing Arts Center, the PAC a lot, and we talked about Yacht Rock earlier. What a perfect wrap-up of the show to talk about this great pre-show happening with our State of the Arts counselor, our great friends at the State of the Arts, Yacht Rock Gold Experience, bringing you all your favorite hits from the late 70s and early 80s to a new generation. Great performances, great songs, and you can hear it live right here in town. Join Yacht Rock royalty Elliot Lurie, lead singer of Looking Glass and the big hit Brandy and all that.
You're a fine girl.
Nicely done. The fun begins at 4 o'clock Sunday, August 10th. You can make your plans and get your tickets right now at SavorTheArts.com, everybody. And support local, support the arts. We appreciate you doing that.
Yes, and who knows? Maybe Daryl Hall will come and complain about being called Yacht Rock. You never know.
You never know. You're only going to find out getting those tickets. That'd be hilarious.
That would
Daryl
be funny.
Hall showed up in Wisconsin, right?
For some reason. That was very weird.
He's just showing up at all these local locations.
It's not Yacht Rock. It's not.
Keep in mind, this is a preseason show, so season ticket holder seats will not be reserved in advance, but buy your tickets early to secure your favorite seat.
Yes.
And get those tickets at SavorTheArts.com. SavorTheArts.com. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, man. I can just think of all the songs that I hope they play, man.
You got your pick of the litter.
Oh, man.
I really do.
Give me my Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds. Yeah.
And we were joined earlier on the Rapids Report by our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club. And
yes.
We were talking about their flyball tournament. That is coming up this Saturday through June 1st.
Oh.
Head to the Southwick County Rec Center for flyball. Dog races start at 8 a.m. and go until 2. Concession stand is open 11 to 2, and they'll have raffle baskets, free admission, and open to the public. This is a family-friendly event. Mm-hmm. They're going to be live music, entertainment, especially if you've ever just wanted to check in and see what this is like.
Yes.
It's free. Walk on over there.
Check it out. It's a lot of fun, yeah.
I do want to warn you, you will stay. You will probably stay.
See some fun stuff there,
it's
yeah.
It's so much fun. It's awesome. I love what they do. And a shout-out to the Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club.
Yes.
And, of course, all those furry animals and those friends. We hope they have a great time this weekend. Mm-hmm. Enjoy yourselves. That's going to be a good one. Again, that is starting this Saturday and going till June 2nd. The Wisconsin Rabbits Kennel Club going to be at the Southwick County Rec Center having some fly ball.
Indeed. I want to shout out something. We've got the Dairy Fest going on in Marshfield this weekend, everyone. Tomorrow morning is, of course, the Mayor's Breakfast. Starts at 5:30, goes till 9:30. Hope to see you there, everyone. Beth and I will be participating in that. I'm going to be leaving after this, bring some equipment up there to get ready for tomorrow or early tomorrow morning for that breakfast. That's all right. I can handle it. We can handle it. But it's going to be a lot of fun. So come on down for that up in Marshfield tomorrow, everyone. It's going to be fantastic. And of course, they got a lot of great stuff happening over Dairy Fest over tomorrow and on Saturday.
And you set me up perfectly, Seth, because I want to remind everybody that this Saturday over on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, we're going to be out in the public.
We're out. Remotes. Back-to-back remotes. In fact, we're going to be there again. On Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Beth and I will be broadcasting live from there, talking about the craft fair going on, all the other events that they're having tomorrow. Be very excited about that. And then from 11 to 1, we've got Rapids Transmission, the grand reopening that they're doing down there. They're going to have a lot of fun face painting, some free ice cream as well down there. And from 11 to 2, I believe, and we're going to be broadcasting there with Ashley and Melissa will be down there. So keep listening on 105.5. We got some really cool remotes coming up over the weekend.
We'll be having live break-ins along with some great music to get you through your Saturday morn and have some fun and get you ready for your weekend.
That's right.
It's going to be a great time.
It will be.
Be sure to join us this weekend for that. Got some world good stories wanted to wrap up with. A woman from Nebraska named Toby Elder is trending after she went on her honeymoon with her own dad. She was supposed to get married this month, but she and her fiancé broke up two days before the wedding.
Oh, no.
She decided she was going on this honeymoon anyway. You don't get to go to Hawaii every day.
No, I totally agree with her.
She got there and just felt lonely until her 60-year-old father, Redford, texted and said he was on the way. She posted a video of them just having fun.
Aww.
And she said that when you're heartbroken on what was supposed to be your honeymoon in Hawaii, your dad flies 2,050 miles to hang out with you, and she's just smiling. And you just looks really happy.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah. Boy, set the bar higher, why don't you? Really. I mean, come on, man.
That's a good one. And here is something. The Virginia Aquarium is doing a sleepover that's only for adults.
Really?
It's next month. It'll cost $130.
That's Whoa, hey, ho.
Yeah, that's a little bit much there. It includes a light show, animal encounters, and other surprises. There's also an open bar. I don't know if that's a good idea, but I love everything else about it.
That's what the $130 comes from, is the alcohol.
The price is a little high, but I get it, and I love the idea. Aquariums and zoos are working to try to get people to come to them and everything. Yeah. I think that's a fun idea. I love it. I would do that.
Yeah, I think people will take them up on that offer.
I work in radio. I can't do it for $130.
Yeah, definitely. We'll do some advertising with them. Maybe we can do it for free.
And if you haven't seen this yet, it is very moving. For Memorial Day, ABC News helped a family reconnect with a relative who died more than 50 years ago in Vietnam.
Wow.
Captain Riley Leroy Pitts was killed in 1967 and was the first black officer to receive the Medal of Honor.
Wow.
His wife was recently watching a PBS documentary on Muhammad Ali when she randomly saw a clip of him talking about Ali being a consensus objector. It turned out it came from ABC's archives, so ABC went looking for more footage. She and her son both got emotional watching it. It turned out a reporter had gone back in to interview Captain Pitt's men after he died. They talked about how great they respected the man and everything.
Wow.
And they didn't, and nobody had ever seen any of this
footage. How amazing is that?
We don't get to do this very often.
No, we don't.
A big shout out to ABC News, to all of their, not just their correspondents and the people you see and hear on our radio station here and stuff. There are so many people, interns, execs, people working behind the scenes to make these connections and make these things happen. You ever want to see something crazy? Look at a morning show booker. That's a crazy job, man.
How about how important are those archives?
Yeah.
I mean, how important are those?
Yeah. Great show, man.
You too.
You guys be good to each other.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Harvard University has been given more time to respond in court to a Trump administration push to ban international students. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Since this all began about a week ago, I've spoken with at least 60 to 70 international students off camera. The word that's been used most often to describe to me what they're feeling is panic.
Elon Musk's formal role as a government cost cutter is over. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Even though he's already begun the official offboarding process, we're going to continue to see him here at the White House. He'll continue to be an unofficial advisor to the President of the United States.
A week after two Israeli embassy staffers were shot and killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser helped reopen it.
I believe strongly, and I have said often, it is not up to the Jewish community to say support us. It is up to all of us to denounce anti-Semitism in all forms.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.